Time here on the West Coast is 11 minutes past 10. Well, over the last few weeks, US politicians have been debating whether to ban social media platform TikTok over continuing concerns that the Beijing-owned app could be passing user information on to the Chinese government. The bill to ban TikTok has already passed the House of Representatives, but we'll still need to go through the Senate over there. Now, these concerns are now being echoed here in Australia as several members of the coalition, including opposition leader Peter Dutton, have signalled that Australia should follow America's lead and introduce a similar ban, a proposition which PM Anthony Albanese has currently dismissed. But how legitimate are these info-sharing claims, and what will happen to the app if the ban is passed? To discuss this further, I'm joined now by Dr. Milovan Savic, Research Fellow at Swinburne University's ARC Centre for Excellence. Good morning, Dr. Savic.
Yes, good morning.
Well, Milovan, this isn't the first time a ban on TikTok has been floated in the US. Why is this bill to ban the app only now being put through?
Well, as you say, this is not the first time. So it's pretty much since TikTok came about, it's always found itself in the middle of different controversies, or it faced several bans throughout the years. So I think the first one was in 2020. So back then, Trump was president, and he signed at the time executive order, but then it didn't go through at the end. So after that, we've seen attempts by several individual states within the United States to ban the app. But every time there is just before the ban actually kind of is enforced, there is a final twist that happens, and the ban doesn't really go through. I have to say that probably now this one looks a little bit more serious with this, given that it's already passed Senate. But still, there is a number of steps that it has to go through before the ban is the app is actually banned. So it's hard to say from this perspective what is going to be. I'm a little bit skeptical. I think that there will be again some sort of twists and changes along the way, that somehow the TikTok will once again find a way to remain active. But yeah, we will see what happens.
How substantiated are these claims of the Chinese government collecting foreign user data, Milovan?
Yeah, so I mean, look, so there is no doubt that TikTok itself as an app, so I'm not talking about Chinese government, I'm talking about the platform, so the social media platform TikTok. So there is no doubt that they are collecting a large amount of data about their own users, but this is no different to a lot of different apps that we are all using. Or, it depends, people are using different apps, but let's say Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, WhatsApp, and so on and so on. So there is a number of ones. So all these apps, they're collecting a large amount of data. So where the concerns are coming from is that because of the fact that TikTok is Chinese-owned platform, and the headquarters of the company that owns TikTok is actually in China, there is a concern that due to that fact, they might at some point or already be sharing all this a large amount of data they're collecting about the users with Chinese government or the Chinese Communist Party indirectly. So I haven't seen any real hard evidence of this happening, which doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It's just that so far we haven't really seen that in action. So all these bans, they're mostly founded in the concern about potentially sharing the data down the track, but at this point, at least as far as I'm aware, we haven't seen the real evidence of that actually taking place.
So this is really just a reaction to an assumed paranoia, given that it's something that might be done in the future. I mean, there's no suggestion at the moment this information is being used for nefarious outcomes, is there, Milovan?
Well, As far as I'm aware, so as far as I know, obviously there is like a lot of things that the app can do in the background that we as a researcher and especially as individual users, we don't necessarily have the insight into. But based on what I know, like based on all the attempts or all the kind of analysis that I looked into, I haven't seen any hard evidence of directly sharing the personal information about the users outside of China being shared with the government.
Mm. So what would TikTok need to do to avoid being banned in the US?
Latest case of them, in the past there have been like a different discussions and different concerns and different ways of trying to implement the ban, but this, the most recent one and the current potential ban, it's about the simply selling the American or the US-based operation. So what they are pretty much saying to them is like, if you want to keep operating in our market, you have to change the ownership. So at least the part of TikTok, so not necessarily the whole, the full ownership, but the operation of TikTok in United States needs to be owned by a United States company, put it very simply.
Yeah, that's an interesting form of business theft. You're on the record with Jeff Bullen, if you've just tuned in, and I'm currently chatting with Dr. Milovan Savage from Swinburne University. Now, Milovan, similar concerns for the security of user data on other social media apps have existed for longer than TikTok. Have similar restrictions or conditioning been proposed for those apps?
That's a really good question. And I mean, you know, like I think we chatted like some months ago when the previous ban was sort of in focus. And I think that's exactly what we should focus on instead of thinking like what should we or should we ban or should we not ban TikTok as an individual app. I think we should have a little bit broader perspective on the issue. And we should really have a discussion how can we actually regulate social medias, all of them, in order to kind of give more control or at least more transparency over what data is being collected, who is collecting, how anyone or who can access that data, and so on. So a little bit more kind of like a more comprehensive solution should be adopted, in my own opinion. So rather than looking at any individual app, we should try to have an overarching legislation that would bring definitely more transparency into the issue and give individual users more control over their own data.
Would a ban on TikTok do anything to actually protect users online?
Well, it's a complex question, and it's like would require a complex answer as well. I think partly, or like big part of the reason why in US the Congress and the Senate are looking into this is a geopolitical issue rather than the privacy issue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as you pointed correctly, like I don't think that they are genuinely concerned about the privacy of citizens. It's more about who potentially can access their data. So, you know, if all that private information is in quotation marks our hands and someone from us can access it, that's totally fine. But if potentially it could be, you know, the other side, our, again, quotation marks enemies, then that's a bad thing. So I think that's really what is at play here. So back again to your original question, like I don't think the ban would protect, so it would potentially protect the data being accessed by Chinese government, but still all that data that is collected by this US based social media would then potentially be and already is like potentially can be accessed by the US government or the agencies that operate under the US government.
Yeah, pick a baddie. What has been the response from the actual users of TikTok, mm-hmm, to the potential ban? It's something I haven't heard much about.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. So, I mean, even TikTok itself, like once, you know, they face these repeated bans, they try to kind of like recruit or like mobilize users to protest their own government. So there have been obviously users, the people who are using TikTok, they are not necessarily, they enjoy, or some of them enjoy using the app, so they are not very happy with the prospects of the app being banned. But maybe individual users don't care as much, but I think the content creators and a lot of like let's say small businesses who are actually using the app to reach the audience and promote their products and services, some of them are feeling threatened as well by that, because they could literally lose huge amount of revenue and they have to rebuild the business and rebuild the approach to their customers and their target groups and so on. So there are far-reaching, like, so again, I'm not necessarily, I'm not convinced that we will see the ban, at least not in a short term, but that if that would happen, there is like a far-reaching consequences beyond just the question, is Chinese government, you know, going to be able to access the data or not. I think that like a lot of users, and especially like small businesses using the app platform, or content creators, and then individual users as well, they could kind of be punished in a way.
Similar restrictions on TikTok have now been proposed here in Australia by our chief flinger of monkey poo, Peter Dutton, and the coalition. Would a similar ban do anything for user safety here, or would it be as similarly ineffectual?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I think that at the moment, it's just part of, you know, the politics. So it's just part of, like, two sides, let's say, two poles of the political spectrum. So, you know, they're kind of, like, having that conversation. I don't think it was in a serious consideration, and the same way the Prime Minister confirmed that it's actually not something that the government at this point is looking at. So the ban that exists in Australia at the moment is that on the government-issued devices, the ban on using TikTok on those devices, which is very different from completely banning the app, obviously. So that's something, and I don't think that something more than that, again, in a short term, is going to happen in Australia. So, yeah, maybe that's going to be part of, like, arguments that certain politicians are putting forward, but I don't expect that anything more serious than that will happen.
Dr. Milovan Savage, thank you very much for bringing a voice of sanity and reason to this conversation. It's quite refreshing to get the real news on this one.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
That was Dr. Milovan Savage, research fellow at Swinburne University's ARC Centre for Excellence, talking to us there about the potential TikTok ban and how silly it would be, because something else is only going to take its place.